$50 gift certificate to Elevate Salon and Spa. Here is a hint. Listen very carefully to the open of today's show.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
Grace, who is that guy?
Elliot Loudermilk.
Okay, call security, have them change his locks, clean out his desk, and toss him out of the building.
Oh, he's fired? But it's Christmas.
Thank you. Call accounting, stop his bonus.
405, welcome in, and welcome to another happy holiday version of the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, our producer, Kyle Mann, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. Good news for all of our listeners, regardless of whether you're listening to us on 1600 AM or our FM frequencies, 106.3 in Iowa City or 107.5 in Cedar Rapids. You're going to be able to be with us all the way for 3 hours tonight. Now, no cutting out early. No making you find an alternate way to listen to the program. I guess maybe that's bad news for some of you that were hoping for a respite from us. A great program today. Steve Prohm is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Iowa State's men's basketball coach called the effort on the offensive end lackadaisical last night as Maryland Eastern Shore, a 32.5-point favorite, came within, well, you got to say three possessions because they lost by six. Came within three possessions of leaving Hilton Coliseum last night with a victory, an upset victory at that. You'll hear a little bit of what Kirk Ferentz had to say at his news conference yesterday. Kirk meeting the media very late in the afternoon to talk not only about the early signing period, but also Iowa's upcoming trip to New York City and the Pinstripe Bowl. New Cedar Rapids Colonels manager Toby Gardenhire is going to join us at 5:30. If his name sounds familiar, it should. You probably recognize him as the son of former Twins and current Detroit Tigers manager Ron Gardenhire. We'll talk to him a little bit about that and his philosophies as he gears up for leading the Cedar Rapids Colonels in the 2018 campaign. Colonels, by the way, have tickets on sale for their hot stove banquet. I know Toby is going to be in town for that, as well as Mitch Garver and Zach Granite, a couple guys who passed through Cedar Rapids a few years ago and made their big league debuts with the Twins this year. Woodja is on the way at 6 o'clock as well, and who knows what other festivities we have in store for you. Remember I mentioned that $50 gift certificate to Elevate Salon and Spa? You had to be paying attention to the open of the program today. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to give you an opportunity to take home that $50 gift certificate. Elevate Salon and Spa, a couple locations here in Cedar Rapids. They have pretty much everything that you could need if you're looking to treat your wife, girlfriend, spouse, partner, I don't judge, to a late stocking stuffer, hair, nails, all of that good stuff. Elevate Salon and Spa, $50 gift certificate. And by the way, if you are looking for a last-minute stocking stuffer, I know this firsthand. You can buy gift certificates from them online and print them off at home. So always good to know. Speaking of stocking stuffers, Alex, did you enjoy the festivities here in the office today? It was the annual KGYM Z102.9 Rob FM holiday potluck slash what everybody looks forward to the most every year, booze-filled white elephant gift exchange.
I thought it was fantastic. And I know there was a push this year to have less
booze. Failed. That failed miserably.
I thought that was the booziest
gift exchange
that we've ever had.
As I introed it, they made me the MC of this several years ago for reasons unknown. I guess it's the one day of the year where people in the office actually like me, because I loosen up a little bit, and I MC the thing, and I said, this is now with 20% more alcohol. It was just a guess, and if I had to do the rough math, yeah, it was probably the booziest. Now, we don't actually consume the beverages here at the station. People take the wine.
Well, you're
wine
not supposed
or,
to. I don't think anybody did.
Now, I put together, I'm a little confused by this, I put together what I referred to as the Pinstripe Bowl package, and it was an Iowa a piece of Iowa Hawkeye football art, which I won't get into specifics because there's a little bit of a dark story behind it involving a couple coworkers, and a bottle of Hawkeye vodka, and which I picked up at Costco the other day for, I believe, $9.99. The state of Iowa's number one selling spirit, Hawkeye vodka, not an endorsement. And you, despite knowing, I think, most of the contents of the trash bag filled with packaging peanuts, which, by the way, also were part, supposed to be part of the gift, you took that.
I did.
Is this Liberty Bowl tailgating festivities or holiday purposes? Or you're just going on a Thursday night bender tonight?
I felt like I wanted to have a piece of Pinstripe Bowl history in my possession. I'm not going to be able to make the trip to New York. I don't think a lot of people are, but I didn't want to miss out on the chance to get the Pinstripe Bowl, the official unofficial Pinstripe Bowl package. And there was another present I was looking at, which quite possibly had a better present in it. But I knew that if I took this, I was going to get something that I could hang on either the wall here in the studio, or I could give to a friend. And then I didn't know what
you're going to re-gift it, is what you're saying.
Don't tell anybody. Okay. I didn't know what the contents of the alcohol-based gift were. I thought it might be like a 36-pack of some kind of off-brand beer, or
I almost went with the Kirkland Signature light beer.
Right. I thought that's what it might be.
A suitcase of that.
And turns out, just as good, a full handle
of
Hawkeye.
I use that to pay off a wager with a former sales manager here in the building, and he said his son gave it rave reviews. He passed it along to him. He was, of course, of legal drinking age. 319-366-1600. That is the Hertine & Stocker text line. Hertine & Stocker Jewelers, located on 101 South Dubuque Street in downtown Iowa City. Still open if you are in Iowa City looking for a last-minute Christmas gift. Today is December 21st. Leaves you with just 4 shopping days before Christmas, but because Christmas falls on a Monday and lots of stores may not be open on Sunday for their full hours, maybe it's not a full 4 shopping days before Christmas. Plenty to get to coming up today on the program. We had was there one bowl game last night?
Yes.
Just one bowl game?
The Frisco Bowl, yes.
The Frisco Bowl, and then tonight it's the Sarsaparilla Bowl.
Gasparilla Bowl. In St. Petersburg.
Sponsored by a lawn mowing company, and the bowl game will be played on artificial turf.
Can you name the two teams, or at least one of the two teams, in the game?
A directional Florida school. Texas school.
Can we get a ruling here?
A directional Louisiana school.
You know what?
A SWAC.
I'm gonna give you the directional Florida school. Not technically right, but I'll give it to you. Florida International.
Florida International. International is not a direction. Okay, I got that. So FIU and
it's an AAC tie-in.
It doesn't help me. It would help you a lot. Wouldn't help me at all. Well, it's not Memphis.
No, it is not. It's not Central Florida either.
It's not Memphis. It's not Central Florida. It's got to be Temple.
Ooh, look at that.
How were they this year without Matt Rhule?
6-6.
6-6.
Not very good.
That Hawkeye vodka, by the way, will come in handy if you're watching the Pinstripe Bowl next week. I saw Tom Fornelli of CBS Sports, his holiday six-pack against the spread. He is taking Iowa to cover the 2.5 points against Boston College next week. I think whatever the over-under in that game is probably a solid wager. Not to get too degenerate with everybody out there, but hey, you know, you get some hard-earned Christmas money, some bonus, and you want to throw it down on the game, I'd put it on the under because I don't think there's going to be a ton of scoring between those two offenses. But we'll hear what Kirk Ferentz has to say about the game coming up in just a little bit.
I hope that it's a better game than the last two that we've seen the past couple of nights, or that, some judging by the ratings, a lot of you haven't seen. And I thought this was interesting. SMU going into the game was a 4.5-point favorite last night in the Frisco Bowl. Recently, Chad Morris went to Arkansas, so they brought in Sonny Dykes, the former Cal coach, to coach the team next year. Not only coach the team next year, but 9 days after being hired, he coached the team during the bowl game. And I hear people all the time say, well, why does the new coach the bowl game? This is why. They were 4.5-point favorites. They lost 51-10. They looked like they were playing in a Pro Bowl. They had about 3 plays, and they didn't run them very well. So if you hire a new coach, don't have him coach the bowl game. It's that simple.
Yeah, that's bizarre. You can't install and execute anything in 9 days.
Nothing.
But to each their own on that. Lots to get into today. We had LaShawn Daniels, the former Iowa running back, on the program with us last week. And some news out of the Redskins camp today. Jay Gruden says that Samaje Perine tweaked his groin during the early part of practice and sat out the rest of the day. His status unclear for the week. The Washington football team has been dealing with a ton of injuries, and this, I guess, could open the door for LaShawn Daniels to see an expanded role with them this weekend.
Look at their roster.
I would rather not.
They're down to very little as far as running backs go on their depth chart. I think, obviously, Samaje Perine was the starter in Washington, but after that, LaShawn Daniels, I think there are only 2 other running backs on the roster at the time, so I think LaShawn Daniels is going to definitely get some carries this weekend. And looking at their roster, it's the only other running back other than Rob Kelly who's been dealing with injuries is Capri Bibbs, former Colorado State running back. So I look for LaShawn to get some carries this weekend.
Lots of other stuff going on today. The Iowa women play their final game before Christmas tonight. They've got Drake at 7 o'clock at Carver Hawkeye Arena, Iowa number 25 in the polls. That's a tough game for Lisa Bluter and Jan Jensen and company. A lot of ties to the Drake Bulldogs there, including Jenny Lillis. Now Jenny Baranchek on the sidelines coaching the Bulldogs. They come in at 5-6, so a little basketball on tap at Carver Hawkeye Arena tonight. The men will be on the road tomorrow at a neutral site game at the Sanford Pentagon in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, an arena that seats about 3,500 people. That should be a really unique and interesting environment. And we'll talk a little bit more about that contest coming up tomorrow. And again, if you're a college basketball fan or an Iowa State fan, we do have Steve Prohm scheduled to join us coming up at the bottom of the hour. He pulled no punches last night, talking about the lackadaisical offensive effort. Now, Iowa State did only play with 7 men last night because Hans Brace had a sprained ankle, and they've got a couple other guys that have been hobbled by injuries, so they had a very short bench and a lot of minutes, and it just was one of those sleepwalker games. Every program has them. It was an ugly contest. There's no explaining being a 32.5-point favorite over a team and escaping with especially the final score. When you looked at the final score, you thought, okay, that's got to be the halftime score. Right now, final score.
Yeah, and I think that it's important, and I'm anxious to hear what Coach Prohm has to say, because he's dealing with a team that is not experienced. He's trying to develop the younger guys on this team, and he's trying to kind of find some cohesiveness between the older guys who have transferred in and those younger guys. And when you see a team sleepwalking like that, that's always kind of your worst nightmare when it comes to a young team, and that's what they have. And to come out like that and look like they already had their bags packed for Christmas is from our standpoint, it's typical. You see it all the time. But from Steve Prohm's standpoint, like you said, he didn't pull any punches last night, and I'm sure he'll use it as another teaching moment for his basketball team, because they can't afford to do that in the Big 12.
And somebody on the text line, the Hertine and Stocker text line, wants to know what I got for the White Elephant gift exchange
today.
I'm
glad you asked.
I started out with a set of 4 pint glasses from a Christmas vacation. They were Christmas vacation themed pint glasses, and I was really excited for about 5 seconds. And then it dawned on me there's no way that I actually get to the end of the White Elephant gift exchange with those glasses because somebody was going to steal them, which they did. And that gave me the opportunity. I pilfered a couple bottles of Chicago Cubs wine and some other, I think there was a Scattergories Gamer. So I just wanted a bottle of the Cubs wine.
There were two of them in
the
package.
There were two of them in there.
It was Matt, our new salesperson, who's a Cardinals fan. And it was the hit of the entire ordeal.
It was. And I am a little bit of a wino. I'm not going to deny it. This looked good stuff, too, because it actually had a cork in it. I'm used to the stuff with the screw-off cap or the stuff that comes in boxes. So I was really looking forward to trying wine that came in a bottle with a cork. And then that was stolen away from me. And I ultimately wound up with a bottle of wine and a mix that, you know, you put the wine in the water and you put it in the freezer and you get like a wine slushy. Not an ideal thing to end up with, but somebody got a squatty potty.
Yeah, I was gonna say
today.
I
so
heard those things are life changing.
I did not.
In the words,
one
of our higher ups.
I didn't want to listen to the testimonials for the squatty potty. We've actually had. I think ESPN has aired some commercials with regard to something similar to that in the past. If you're unfamiliar, it's a device that sits at the base of your toilet that you put your legs up on, and it puts you into a squatting position, which is supposed to be, I guess the proper term would be ergonomically correct, bowel vacating position. Yeah. At least I didn't get stuck with that. 319-366-1600. It's 421. Again, we've got that $50 gift card to Elevate Salon and Spa. We're going to be giving that away at some point in time, and hopefully you were listening to the intro to the program today because you're going to need to identify something related to the intro to the program in order to take home that $50 gift card. 319-366-1600, that's the number to call when we do get ready to give that away. Great show, as we mentioned. Steve Prohm coming up with us in a few minutes. New Colonels manager Toby Gardenhire at 5:30. And, of course, it is Thursday, and that means, would you? 422. Quick break, back with more after this. Mentality and LowTUSA.com. That's a website that you need to check out if you're a guy that thinks you may possibly be suffering from low testosterone. What is low testosterone? Well, testosterone is a naturally occurring chemical. I always feel like a chemistry teacher or a biology teacher when I'm telling you about this stuff, and I'm no expert, but it's a naturally occurring chemical in the body of the male. And everybody has it at different levels. You can have a lot of testosterone. You can have not a lot of testosterone. And that's where Mentality steps in. They can give you a simple blood test, tell you what your levels are, and get you back to where you need to be in order to function. It helps better memory, better stamina, better memory. Did I just say that? I forgot already. Wow. Well, I don't. And look, I'm not going to say. I don't know. A lot of other things could come into play there as well, including if you're carrying a little extra weight around your midsection. That spare tire, as they like to call it, all could be possible signs that you're suffering from low testosterone. They've got a new clinic located in North Liberty, right between Iowa City and Cedar Rapids. You can make an appointment. They see folks on Mondays. Again, the website is lowtusa.com. Mentality is covered by insurance, and you're dealing with actual doctors, board-certified physicians, nurse practitioners, the whole nine yards. It's unlike any doctor's office you've ever been to. Probably worth checking out. Mentality and Low T USA. More of the Todd Rommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on the way after this.
A piece of cake. A Sunday morning. ABC. Those are easy. So is earning the power rate and ATM refunds with power checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of power checking say they recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with power checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
Great gift ideas come from Iowa Book with one-of-a-kind gifts from your one-of-a-kind bookstore. This season, give a t-shirt or sweatshirt with your own designer photo. Or choose from the dozens of university-approved Hawkeye designs. Iowa Book's custom shirt department operates 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. Iowa Book also offers a postal substation and free gift wrap. Downtown Iowa City, across from the old Capitol.
Guys, time's running out to get her the perfect gift this Christmas. Shop JCPenney now and get everything on her list for less than you think. Now through Sunday, save an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon on select items throughout the store and at jcp.com. Plus, find her something she'll really love, like a diamond bracelet for $49.99 after 20% coupon, and find jewelry up to 65% off. Hurry in, JCPenney. Coupon valid 12/21 to 12/24. Credit offers subject to credit approval. Some exclusions may apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
What is style all about? I don't know.
Maybe something about personality? Creating your own environment?
It's just a way of being. Just being you, actually.
Once you find your own way of living, I think style is automatic. This holiday season, Tissot and Jared the Galleria of Jewelry will give the gift of time by offering a premier selection of men's and women's luxurious watches. To find your Tissot timepiece, visit your local Jared the Galleria of Jewelry or shop online at jared.com.
If you are a Chicago Cubs fan and heard the news that Yu Darvish has agreed to sign a contract with the team, I've got bad news for you. Darvish himself has taken to Twitter with the hashtag fake news. But I don't know where that report originated, but it has been quickly debunked. The two sides have not talked since their meeting Monday in the state of Texas, so no movement on the Yu Darvish front. However, the Cubs did sign a right-handed free agent pitcher, former San Diego Padre Anthony Bass, who made the announcement on his own Twitter account. He scooped his new team. I saw him play a few years ago in Fort Wayne. We'll probably be seeing him with the Iowa Cubs as AAA depth as the season draws closer. And I don't know if you caught this or not, the National Sports Centers that have been running today. The NFL is clearly, in my opinion, trolling Major League Baseball and specifically the Miami Marlins.
I missed this part.
Talking about, listen a little bit closely the next time they go into the parameters of what they're looking for in the new owners that may or may not be purchasing the Carolina Panthers. They are being very specific about the new owners needing to prove that they have the financial liquidity to basically pay their players and attain and acquire talent, as opposed to, oh, I don't know, a certain future Hall of Fame player buying a 4% stake in a Major League Baseball team, assuming a huge amount of debt, and then immediately turning around and gutting the team.
Yeah, I think the NFL has to...
Did he?
Yeah, I think he could afford the team.
Did he?
The NFL cannot afford to have that kind of an embarrassment happen in their league. And I went back and I listened to Dan Le Batard's interview with Rob Manfred yesterday. And it literally starts with Rob Manfred almost clearly lying, right? It starts with him saying that he did not know that Derek Jeter was going to basically do what he's doing, dump payroll. He claimed that, well, reports claim otherwise, and Dan Le Batard was very quick to point out that, Rob, you agreed to come on this show, and the first thing out of your mouth is quite clearly a lie.
And kudos. Look, I'll give Rob Manfred credit for going on the show, because I think someone had to have tipped him off and said, hey, this is a hostile environment that you're going to. And I'd give Dan Le Batard a ton of credit, because that's a rights partner for ESPN. ESPN has a ton of money and investment sunk into Major League Baseball, and the last thing that network wants is one of its premier, and now at this point, the only premier radio talent left on the ESPN radio side of things, agitating and upsetting the commissioner of somebody that they have a very close working relationship with. But I thought that was the voice of the fan coming through there with Dan Le Batard a little bit, and rightfully so. I think they have every right to be upset about what's going on with the sale of the Marlins and the way that that's been conducted. And again, imagine trying to be a season ticket holder or being an account rep who has to sell season tickets in Miami at this point. What do you sell? There's no reason to go to the ballpark. You can probably get tickets on StubHub any night you want to go to the ballpark for $5 or $10 because the Marlins are going to be so bad.
Yeah, I mean, literally the only thing that you could say is it's Major League Baseball because and hope that that's enough to draw people in who would pay for discounted seats and turn it into a minor league atmosphere. That's the only way I can see them possibly drawing fans to that stadium.
A 9406 on the Hurtin and Stocker text line says, I think it's dumb Dan had to defend himself about what was said. Well, that you run the risk in this business of if you, and again, it's a rights partner with ESPN, and we're talking millions and millions and millions of dollars. And Rob Manfred would have every right to call up ESPN and be like, yeah, I'm not a fan of the way how that played out. And then Lebatard's in hot water, but he's doing his job, in my opinion. And again, asking questions and following up on them, not just automatically taking what was said or what was given to him and going, oh, okay, yeah, I'll move on and drop this. Because again, as the Miami Herald reported after that interview, there were two sources that came out and said, yeah, Manfred was not necessarily being honest. He knew. He knew that they were going to buy the team and then immediately go into fire sale mode.
Ryan from Walford asks, what's the difference between what they're doing and what the Cubs and Astros were doing? I don't see a problem unless he doesn't have a long-term plan. That is exactly the problem. There is no long-term plan.
They don't appear to have a plan because they've traded three All-Star caliber players and they haven't received a single top 100 prospect back in return.
They traded the best power hitting outfielder, or best power hitter in the game, and Marcell Ozuna, who hit over 300 with 37 home runs last year, and didn't get back a single top prospect. Not one.
A top 100 prospect. I mean, I'm not saying a top 10 prospect. A single top 100 prospect for three extremely valuable players. That is
I forgot
not
about
a way,
D. Gordon.
Is not a way to go into a rebuild, especially in an organization that has a pretty weak farm system to begin with. Speaking of weak, I'm sitting over here babbling on. I need to send it over to Kyle for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa State beat Maryland Eastern Shore last night in what turned out to be a surprisingly low-scoring and tightly contested affair, 55-49. The Cyclones led 34-17 at halftime, but 11 of their 17 turnovers came in the second half and let the Hawks crawl back in it. But in the end, Iowa State led from start to finish despite playing only seven players, led by Cameron Lard with 15 points and Nick Weiler-Babb with 7 points, 6 assists, and 12 rebounds from his point guard position. The Cyclones have now won 8-9 in a row and will begin Big 12 play next Friday. The Iowa State women were in action earlier today, and they also won 75-47 over Nichols State. Madison Wise led with 18 points to get the Cyclones over 500 at 6-5, and they too will begin Big 12 play next Thursday. The Iowa women have a game tonight hosting the in-state Drake Bulldogs. It'll be the first game since losing starting point guard Tania Davis. Redshirt freshman Lexi Civilian will be taking over her duties as the 25th-ranked Hawkeyes try to win their fifth in a row heading into Big Ten play. Tip-off for that game is going to be at 7 o'clock at Carver Hawkeye Arena. We've got some high school basketball for you tonight, beginning at 7:30 on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym. I got a typo. We'll have Washington, Iowa traveling to take on Marion in a boys game. And at the same time on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, we'll have the girls from Dubuque Hempstead traveling to Iowa City West.
Kyle, what size shirt do you wear? You look like an XL guy to me.
No. It's more like large or medium, depends, actually.
Medium.
It's going to be a curveball with the gift exchange tomorrow.
Oh,
then. That's
all right. Okay. I have use for extra larges.
You look like an XL guy. You look like you're well built.
It's in the shoulders.
You also wear a layer a lot of clothing. Maybe that makes you look bigger than you are. That'll help if you're ever attacked by a bear, by the way.
Did you guys see the story about the guy who tackled the bear who was trying to eat his 30-pound dog?
No, but I've read stories about Bears fans that are worried they're going to be the team that loses to the Browns for the first time this year. That's not going to be good. You got to go hang out by the phone because I think Steve Prohm is going to be calling us here shortly, the Iowa State man. Is he calling us or are we calling him?
Oh, I got that number.
Oh, we're calling him. Yes. Normally they call us.
Very high profile.
Wow, we've raised our profile now. We're in they give us the phone number territory. I didn't realize that. We got to step aside and take a quick break. When we come back, we will have the Iowa State men's basketball coach with us, Steve Prohm, with us next.
This bottom of the hour break is brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. They're celebrating 14 years of service.
Hi, I'm Steve Anderson. Since I grew up 10 minutes from Carver Hawkeye Arena, I've been obsessing over Iowa athletics since birth. Hawkeye teams stand for maximum effort on every play. We founded Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services on some of those same principles. Provide efficient, high-quality real estate title and closing services, whether you're buying or selling a commercial property or buying your first home. We'll also make it a pleasant and fun transaction. Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services, 568 Highway 1 West in Iowa City. The team you love, the people you trust.
Do you need Duracell batteries this coming holiday season? Maybe not. Maybe you could trust your kids will be just as happy without them. Maybe you could trust they won't remember you as the parents who spent this Christmas morning driving to a mini mall to get the batteries you forgot while wearing a robe. Or you could just trust Duracell and buy them right now.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't be alarmed, but I think there's a guy following you. Maybe we should get that guard dog we talked about? Nothing too scary. Maybe like a Bichon with an attitude? You know, Progressive's collision insurance covers injured dogs and cats at no extra cost, so... Wait, the guy stood up when I stood up. He's on the phone. He's looking right at me. Oh, wait, it's just my reflection. Don't tell anyone about this.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pet coverage not available in New Hampshire and North Carolina.
Colonel Sanders here with another important holiday message from KFC. This year, don't get the ones you love some lame, boring gift like a new car or jewelry or toys or expensive electronics or any other junk. Nope, get that special someone what they really want. Exactly! A KFC $5 fill-up with 100% white meat popcorn chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink. It's the perfect gift for all those important people in your life who get hungry right around lunchtime. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
With Pennzoil Synthetics in your engine, you can let your horses run free. Because Pennzoil Synthetics gives you the power of complete protection, so you can let your engine growl, purr, and roar. We know horsepower matters, and that's why Dodge SRT trusts Pennzoil in the fastest and most powerful production car in the world. And if they trust our performance, you can too. Pennzoil Synthetics give you complete protection for top engine performance. Make the switch today at your nearest Walmart location.
4:37, welcome back in the first hour of the Todd Brolenkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, continuing on KGYM 1600 AM, which doubles as the Cyclone Radio Network when the Iowa State men and women are in action. Also, once again, serving as the Cyclone Radio Network next Saturday for the Liberty Bowl between Iowa State and Memphis. 107.5 in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 in Cedar Rapids. New Colonels manager Toby Gardenhire set to join us in hour number two of the program, but right now, with us is the head coach of the Iowa State Cyclones men's basketball team, Steve Prohm. And, Coach, I know that game last night didn't go the way that you wanted it to, but you pulled no punches afterwards in talking about your team's effort. Have you had a chance to go back and look at some of the game film?
No, I hadn't watched it yet. Be honest, I had family. My wife's got family in town. We've got family in town. So I spent some time with them last night, and we still got some here now and still coming in later this week. And so I'll get around to watching it. You know, we're off to the 26th, and so I'll watch that and get to work on K-State. And we had some good moments, but we weren't very good last night, and we've got to learn from that.
When you have a team with the lack of experience that you guys had coming into the year, you keep using the word focus after games like last night. How much does that kind of factor in when you come off a big win like you had against a very good UNI team, and then a couple weeks later you play your final game before the Christmas break against Maryland Eastern Shore?
That's good scheduling from a standpoint. You know, knowing the makeup of your team from a standpoint that, you know, that's the toughest game to play, the Christmas game. That's why you see upsets. That's why you see so many close scores. But, you know, the game, we were up 20 and just didn't – we just turned it over more times last night than we had probably the two previous games. When you look at the Iowa game and the Northern Iowa game, you know, we beat Northern Iowa because we play with great toughness. And and resiliency. And we just didn't play like that last night. And that's the thing that these guys have to learn, and that's part of the growing process, is it doesn't matter who you play. It's you're evaluated every day you walk out there and compete, and so you have to do that at a high level. And you can't take anybody for granted at this level. You just see so many upsets night in, night out. And so, you know, you can't devalue winning, though. Fortunately, we won. You know, off on both ends of the floor, second half, we won a very good game.
Iowa State men's basketball coach Steve Prohm with us here. You essentially had a two-man bench last night because Hans had that sprained ankle. What additional challenges go into coaching a game when you know you've only got a couple guys you can go to on the bench?
Well, I think you probably get a little passive. I think your team probably gets a little passive. And there's probably, you know, I'm very comfortable playing seven guys or an eight-man rotation. But when that's all you have, it's different. When there is not an eighth guy to put in there, a ninth guy. And so you can't get in foul trouble. And so even, you know, I wanted to try to get the tempo of the game going. We pressed. You know, Nick Babb gets a foul on the other end of the floor, and my first thought was, we can't get him in foul trouble, you know, because we just don't have the depth tonight. And so, you know, there's a lot of factors. I'm not going to dwell on this game. Our guys have done a great job over the last month of really growing and trying to become a team, and we've put ourselves in a position now to where we can continue to grow through Big 12 play, that we're going to play in March. We're going to have an opportunity to play in March. And so, you know, I'll watch this tape, I'll talk to the guys, but we're not going to dwell on it. These guys have grown and competed, and that's what I'm going to focus on.
Let's talk about Nick Babb for a second, because I think back to last year where you had a press conference, and I think you said something like that he might be an NBA type prospect at the point guard position. What did you see from him then, and did you expect that he would be able to have this type of success and this type of production right away when you made him the starting point guard?
I've been fortunate to be around good guards and good players, and that's why, you know, our record's been good, and it's why we've been able to win a lot of games. You win with great players and guys that do the right things, and we've been fortunate to have that throughout our career. The biggest thing I just saw in Nick when I first got here is just length, athleticism, size, ability to score, but a great basketball IQ. And last year with obviously Monte playing the point, you know, nobody, you know, he was going to play 38, 40 minutes. And then we, you know, Donovan backed him up at times. We played Nick off the ball. Last year, I never really thought too much about Nick as the point guard, with Monte there. He played it for the goal team in practice some. But this summer when I was watching the guys work out, that's where I really started having thoughts of, that may be our best option, is putting him at the point and Donovan and Lindell, off the ball to be able to score. And, you know, our team needed an identity. Our team needed some clarity after the first two games. We were down in numbers with Cameron out and Hans out. That hurt us too. But we needed clarity and direction to the point guard position. It's been such an important position here at Iowa State, but it's been such an important position for me and for our teams. And so, all great teams have great guard play, and Nick's been terrific. And now the challenge that I had when I talked to him is, you're here right now, where do you really want to go? And that's with our team too. But Nick's basketball IQ's off the charts, and he's had a great first semester.
You mentioned Lindell. It's Lindell Wigginton. Cyclone fans are getting to know him very well. Obviously highly recruited, but has he exceeded your expectations here in his first handful of college games?
Well, I thought, you know, up until last night, I thought he had a stretch. He was playing really well. I think it was four or five straight 20-point games. But the way he was scoring, he was efficient. He was getting three assists a game. But I thought he was making grounds of really growing on the defensive end. I thought he was really growing defensively. And so, you know, the offense doesn't surprise you because you know he's talented. To have the consistency and really not forcing things like Northern Iowa, I thought he had, what he had for 20 points, but he didn't force much or really if any. He let the game come to him. I thought he was terrific. And so, you know, we know he's got that in him. The biggest thing with a young freshman like himself is you got to keep watching tape. You got to keep getting shots up. You got to keep learning. And then the toughest thing really as freshmen to learn is really off the ball defensively. to me, that in my experience, that's the toughest thing for them to grow and learn. And you see that with some of our young freshmen at times.
When I hear people talk about your team this year, you hear some people say talk about the guards, Lindell Donovan and Nick, the way that they look like they've played a lot of basketball together, and they really haven't. Have you been happy with the way those three have gelled here of late?
Well, they've gotten better because, you know, throughout the summer, throughout the fall, it wasn't very good. I mean, it was a learning process. And again, a lot of it had to do with me giving them direction of, hey, this is going to be the point guard. And then you got to get, if you want to play fast and you want to have an established point guard, those other two guys have to really sell out to running the wings and getting out in transition. And that's what we're slowly starting to get to. They've made great strides, but I think these guys have a whole nother level in them. And I think when those three are playing well, we will be a very, very tough out and, again, be able to prove some people wrong. And that's what drives us this year. What drives me as a coach is to see if we can max this team out.
Iowa State basketball coach Steve Prohm with us for just a few more minutes here on KGYMA. A reminder that we'll have Iowa State football again for you next Saturday as they take on Memphis at the Liberty Bowl. What does this team need to do to get ready for Big 12 play in Kansas State coming up on the 29th?
I think first and foremost, go get a couple days of relaxation back home and enjoy their families and get away. We've been going at it pretty hard, and we haven't. We've been down in numbers for several weeks now to where these guys never get a rep out. They're in practice constantly. And so go get away for a couple days. Now I want them at home. I talk to them about making sure they get in the gym, make sure they do some cardio, things like that. But this team needs to get healthy, number one. We need to continue to grow on the defensive end and transition defense, ball screen defense, and post defense. And then on the flip side, on the offensive end, we got to continue to learn how to play with great pace and share the ball. And if we can do those things with the atmosphere and how hard it is to win in Hilton, then we'll put ourselves in a great position, you know, come March.
Coach, have you been able to look at the rest of this conference kind of heading into conference play yet? Because you look top to bottom. This looks like it could be one of the most loaded conferences in the country this year.
Yeah, you know, when you get around guys like Coach Huggins, Coach Self, and Coach Kruger, and you hear them say, hey, this is the best league in the country that I've been in, and you've got guys that have been in several other high major leagues and been doing this a lot longer than I have, it really puts it into perspective. And if you look at our league 1 through 10, right now we're the number one league in the country RPI-wise. You know, we've got over half the league in the top 50 RPI. And so when you look at that, and then you go look at the teams that are winning games to where, you know, we're picked ninth and we're playing, we've gotten better. Oklahoma State's picked 10th. They win at Florida State. Well, Kansas State beats Washington State in Spokane last night. And that's just 8, 9, and 10, the preseason poll. Let alone what the other seven are doing. But the biggest thing that's changed over the last 5 years is there is no bottom anymore. You know, Texas Tech struggled. Tubby did a great job of kind of getting them turned around. Jamie Dixon's done an amazing job at TCU in a quick time of getting them turned around to where now we have no bottom. And it's an 18-game round-robin schedule. But on the flip side of that, what makes it good is every game you win is a top 50 RPI win, most likely. And you're going to improve and climb up the ladder, so to speak, in your quest to get an NCAA tournament bid. And so there is some rewards for sure playing in the toughest league in the country. But top to bottom, there is no better.
Hardest question we're going to ask you here before we say goodbye, Christmas presents on Christmas Eve or Christmas morning at the Prohm household?
You know, when I was growing up as a kid, it was always Christmas Eve. We did a big production Christmas Eve. You know, we did that. Now that I'm married and we have our family, we go to Mass Christmas Eve. We'll come back Christmas Eve. We have a big family dinner. And then we'll just sit around and relax and enjoy each other's company. And then, I was going to say Sunday morning, but then Christmas morning is when we'll sit down and do all the family gifts and presents and Santa comes and all that stuff. And so, you know, that's kind of how we've done it with my family now. And so we've got a lot of family coming in town, so it's good. And my son's at an age now where he's fired up about Christmas, so we're really excited.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us here in this part of the state, Coach, and good luck as Big 12 plays right around the corner. And enjoy that time off. I'm sure you're going to be using a lot of it to watch the Liberty Bowl next weekend. How about Matt Campbell and that football team you guys got over there?
Yeah, he's done an amazing job. Great ambassador for our school. Big 12 Coach of the Year. And I think he's just really just laying the groundwork of the foundation of where he's going to take this program. But I got us winning 38-28. But Matt's done an amazing job, and I want to wish them well down there next week. And then everybody else in Cyclone Country, Merry Christmas.
All right. Thanks for the time, Coach Prohm.
Thank you.
Iowa State men's basketball coach Steve Prohm with us on a Thursday edition of the Todd Bromwell Camp Show. 38-28, Alex. How close do you believe? I know you don't think that that's going to be the team who wins the game, at least not in your opinion, but how close is that to the final score of the Liberty Bowl next week?
I think it's going to be more high scoring.
You think it's going to be more high scoring than 38-28?
I do.
Okay.
I
got to come up with my prediction for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. I think that's going to run on Wednesday before the Pinstripe Bowl. So I got to come up with a score prediction, and I got to figure out who I'm going to alienate, my co-host or all of the Iowa State listeners.
Well, I'll be gone, so I won't even know that it happened.
Yeah, but you'll find out through the grapevine. People love to stir up controversy. They're like, oh my God, did you see what Todd wrote about your brother in the Gazette?
Over under 66, take the over.
Take the over on the Liberty Bowl, says Alex. How about that? Christmas gifts everywhere for the listeners today. We give you Steve Prohm yesterday. It was Josie Jewell. Toby Gardenhire, new manager of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, is coming up at 5:30. And Alex just stuffed your stocking full of cash. Speaking of stocking stuffers, 319-366-1600. If you are the first caller to correctly identify the movie which we used a clip of in the opening to the program today, and think Christmas, if you can identify that movie, you're going to take home a $50 gift card to Elevate Salon and Spa, two locations in Cedar Rapids. The clip very clearly features Bill Murray, and that's all the hint that you're going to get if you heard the open to the program today. Caller number one, if you can correctly identify what movie we sampled. Yes, Alex got it.
I got it.
Alex
wow.
got it right away. Came out in 1988. 319-366-1600. You're going to be our winner today. As a matter of fact, Kyle is already giving me the sign through the glass that we had somebody. I told everybody at the beginning, I said, if you want the $50 gift card, pay attention to the open of the show today. So that was your hint. Somebody has earned a brand new gift card from Elevate Salon and Spa, and we'll tell you who our winner is and get another big board update when we return. 4:53 back after this.
After he returned from overseas, on a night that might otherwise have been like any other 1940s night, he got down on one knee, looked up into her shining eyes, and placed the ring on her finger. She was one in the first generation of ladies to say yes to an engagement ring from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. That tradition hasn't changed. Decade upon decade, generation after generation, proposals from simple to elegant have featured engagement rings from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. The selection of diamonds and mountings is one of the largest in the area, and the expertise of the Dickens family has steadied the nerves of more than one young man. Stop by and see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and wish a happy 70th anniversary to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports like you with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to kgymradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great. And we want to help get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
Drop her an easy hint about what you'd like to find under the tree this year. Mention the Give Him What He Wants holiday sale at Red Wing Shoes. She'll find the perfect things to wrap up for you. Red Wing boots, hardworking accessories, toasty socks, casual shoes and slippers, maybe even a handy gift certificate. Let her know about the Give Him What He Wants holiday sale, then make sure she knows it's going on now at Red Wing Shoes in the Fountains by Hy-Vee on Edgewood Road.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
Well, that's disappointing. We had a winner, but you can't win within 30 days of your last win. And unfortunately for the caller, they were within 30 days of their last prize here. So the gift certificate is still available to Elevate Salon and Spa. We'll handle that after this next Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa State beat Maryland Eastern Shore last night in what turned out to be a surprisingly low-scoring and tightly contested affair, 55-49. The Cyclones led 34-17 at halftime, but 11 of their 17 turnovers came in the second half and let the Hawks crawl back in it. But in the end, Iowa State led from the start to finish despite playing only seven players, led by Cameron Lard with 15 points and Nick Weiler-Babb with 7 points, 6 assists, and 12 rebounds from his point guard position. The Cyclones have now won 9 in a row and will begin Big 12 play next Friday. The Iowa State women were in action earlier today, and they also won 75-47 over Nicholls State. Madison Wise led with 18 points to get the Cyclones over 500 at 6-5, and they too will begin Big 12 play next Thursday. The Iowa women have a game tonight hosting the in-state Drake Bulldogs. It'll be the first game since losing starting point guard Tania Davis. Redshirt freshman Lexi Civilian is going to take over her duties as the 25th ranked Hawkeyes try to win their fifth in a row heading into Big 10 play. Tip-off is going to be at 7 o'clock. We've got some high school basketball for you tonight, beginning at 7:30 on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym. We'll have Washington, Iowa traveling to take on Marion in a boys game. And at the very same time on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, we'll have the girls from Dubuque Hempstead traveling to Iowa City West.
All right, Alex, here's what I need you to do. I need you to find the intro that we played to the program tonight, and we will play it for everybody again. And then if the first caller correctly identifies the movie clip, what movie this clip came from, they're going to win the $50 gift card to Elevate Salon and Spa. So you're not imagining things. It isn't a 403. This is the open of the program from earlier today. We will replay it for everybody and identify the movie which we took this clip from, not The Big Lebowski either. Don't get smart. And you'll take home that $50 gift card to Elevate Salon and Spa.